The time of the first humans was divided into two periods. There was a time for hunting, gathering, a time for work, and there was a second time for sleeping. The third time was born around the campfire. People sat around the campfire and told stories. They invented stories, and that is how leisure time was created. These stories traveled from voice to voice, from one campfire to the next. Sit down if you like. You are welcome. In front of you is a campfire made of neon tubes. This modern interpretation of a traditional campfire symbolizes a gathering place where strangers and friends alike come together to stare into the flames, listen to stories, or tell their own. In the evenings, campfires are held in the garden of Longjega, a significant nighttime gathering spot. Claudio Mattias Bertolini's electric campfire creates a welcoming atmosphere where the group Kunststoffwerkstatt and Franz Allein occasionally perform a Singspiel. Here you can sit down, participate in the events, or simply exchange stories by the fire. This installation highlights the role of the campfire as a meeting place, which, even after millennia, can make us feel less lonely.
This is the image of a campfire. You can listen to the sound of the burning wood. You can smell the burning wood. If you come closer, it doesn't warm you. But it works like a campfire. Around this image, people told stories to other people that listened to the stories, and songs were played. People gathered and shared something that was impossible to share somewhere else. I think that the power of an image is to be something involving just one sense, the sense of what you see. The anthropologist Polly Wissner wrote that the first humans who shared a campfire discovered a third time. In the first time, they hunted and searched for food. They worked. In the second time, at night, they slept. But in this third time, they discovered the free time, gathered around a campfire, inventing stories, telling and listening to stories, sharing stories. This is the image of a campfire, but it works like the first campfire. Around this image, people told stories to other people that listened to the stories, and songs were played. Please feel welcome to join the next gathering.
Nearby, you'll find the Ediphones, sculptural sound objects inspired by so-called devil's fiddles, folklore instruments played in Longjega during spontaneous jam sessions. Their origin lies in traditional rites, where rhythmic stamping created unusual sounds to encourage fertility or drive away cold winters. Nele K. and Oliver Hausmann transform this folklore instrument in their three-part sculpture series, focusing particularly on the momentum of rhythmic movement and its connection to the ground. When we stand with our feet on the earth, there are more living organisms beneath us than there are humans on the planet. Beneath us thrive ants, earthworms, fungi and microorganisms. The life below the Earth's surface is far more vibrant and complex than we can imagine. The Earth rumbles with countless voices through 11 octaves too deep for us to hear. In the performance, Tuning Forks for the Ediphones, the invisible rhythms of the Earth and the connection to the soil are brought to life. The sound sculptures are made of aluminum tree branches and soil bodies, with forms inspired by organisms from the earth. They function as tuning forks of the earth, making its hidden processes audible by entering into symbiosis with the deep biosphere.